For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. It's official. WKU head football coach Bobby Petrino has left the school for another go-around as the coach at the University of Louisville. U of L introduced Petrino as the next Cardinal head coach at a news conference this morning. This means WKU is now looking to hire the school's third head coach in three seasons. WKU athletic director Todd Stewart spoke to reporters this afternoon during a conference call. Anyone wanting to know where things stand regarding the search process for the next Hilltopper head coach was left disappointed.
I do not want to get in today to our vacant head coaching position and where we are with that or where we might go. I think today is Bobby Petrino and Louisville's day, and would appreciate just keeping the questions related to that topic.
Speculation is flying that WKU will soon announce current offensive coordinator Jeff Brohm as the school's next head coach. Brohm met earlier this week with Stewart about the position, and WKU president Gary Ransdell was scheduled to interview Brohm about the position today. Ransdell went so far as to tell the Courier-Journal that Brohm was the leading candidate for the WKU head coaching vacancy. During today's conference call with reporters, athletic director Stewart was asked if he did anything to attempt to keep Petrino from leaving the Hill once it became obvious Louisville was interested in hiring him.
I certainly would love to have had Coach Petrino here more than a year. And I think if Charlie Strong doesn't take the Texas job, Bobby Petrino is our head coach in 2014. But certainly the Louisville job, with where their program is, what they've achieved in recent years, and with them heading into the ACC, that's a big-time job. And I don't think there's anything that we could have done here that we weren't already doing that would have persuaded him to turn that down and stay here.
While Stewart didn't mention specific figures, his answer alludes to the number $3.5 million. That's the amount of dollars Bobby Petrino stands to earn each of the next seven seasons as Louisville head coach. The Cardinals join the Athletic Coast Conference, or ACC, next season, home to the Florida State Seminoles, who won this season's national championship Monday over Auburn. The job is a step up for Petrino in terms of money, exposure, and conference affiliation. The move also reunites him with U of L athletic director Tom Jurich, who brought Petrino to U of L in 2003. 3 years later, after winning a BCS bowl game with the Cards, Petrino left to become head coach with the NFL's Atlanta Falcons. WKU athletic director Todd Stewart says he has no hard feelings about Petrino leaving the Hill after only one season. In fact, he gave credit to Petrino and Jurich for how they handled the matter.
The first thing I really would like to point out here is really how well the communication was all week long with both Bobby and with Tom Jurich. You know, I really appreciate both of them being very upfront with me, and the lines of communication were really strong. And so they did a very good job of keeping me informed of where everything was.
So what now for WKU? As mentioned before, all signs are pointing to offensive coordinator Jeff Brohm being announced as the school's next head coach as soon as tomorrow. Then there's the matter of a possible football matchup between the Cardinals and Hilltoppers. In the past, WKU has made it a practice to include language in coaches' contracts regarding them leaving for other schools. In several cases, including those of former basketball coaches Dennis Felton and Darren Horn, the school that hired away the Hilltopper coach was obligated to play a home-and-home series with WKU. Todd Stewart says while a football series with Louisville isn't guaranteed, it's possible.
I'm optimistic on that. You know, that when we talked to Bobby a little over a year ago, we tweaked the language on that. It's a little different from some of the earlier contracts we did, but it was also part of getting the buyout number up much higher than what it originally was. So it's a best intentions clause in there right now, but we'll talk about that, and I'm certainly hopeful we can get something done there.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.